Hello from the North Shore Community School on the North Shore of Lake Superior. This is a phonology report for the week of April 16th, 2022. My name is Liv and I'm your phonologist for this week. Did you see the full pink moon on Saturday, April 16th? We wish the name pink moon had something to do with the color of the moon, but the reality is that April's full moon is often corresponded with the early springtime blooms of a certain wildflower native to eastern North America. Phlox subulata, commonly called the creeping phlox or moss phlox, which also went by the name moss pink. The North Shore area got 5 inches of wet heavy snow on Monday, the 18th, that melted by afternoon. Allie noticed that all the snow had been melted and flooded her yard this week. Every year, the snow outside Sharon's basement door usually melts, drains through the door, and floods the basement, but this year, the basement has been dry so far. Friday, April 22nd is the last day of collecting sap at the North Shore. We will be using sap for a special lunch of pancakes. On Friday, April 22nd, Miss Jackson noticed the bright red dogwood along Ryan Road. It is now more visible due to all the snow that has finally melted. Miss Jackson spotted a fox in the town of Knife River during the afternoon of Saturday, April 16th. Allie saw tons of deer eating birdseed in her yard on Saturday, April 17th, and on April 19th, Miss Rolfe had a bear knock over her garbage. She could see the bear tracks in the mud. On April 20th, Miss Rolfe's neighbor had her dog sprayed by a skunk. On Saturday, April 16th, Miss Rolfe's neighbor had a sandhill crane in their backyard for the first time this year. Miss Rolfe saw her first mourning dove in her yard on April 18th. Allie saw 4 bald eagles on the tree right next to each other on Monday, April 18th. On Tuesday, the 19th, Jane was in her woods when she heard a strange pecking noise. When she looked up at a nearby tree, she noticed a red-headed woodpecker pecking at the tree, probably digging for insects. On Thursday, April 21st, while waiting for the bus, Sharon noticed a big flock of seagulls flying over the field across from her driveway. On Tuesday, April 19th, Sharon started noticing that the flies are back and have been getting into her house. Friday, April 22nd, marks the celebration of Earth Day. For the past 50 years, Earth Day has been celebrated around the world to promote awareness for health of the environment. This concludes the phonology report. Have a great week and be observant.